CD 2, Track 9, Part 1. The first thing I noticed when I entered the bureaucrat's office was that it was bright white, like a doctor's surgery or the cell of a madman. There were a few filing cabinets next to the desk and a huge photo of the king staring at us from the wall. The air was thick and a fan droned weakly, whirring overhead as a gang of flies zigzagged across the air. The bureaucrat behind his desk looked up to greet me. "How can I help you?" he said. I told him I needed a visa for my trip to the Danakil Depression, and he asked me if I'd ever been in a desert. "I've been in many," I replied. He shifted in his chair and said, "The Danakil Depression is the world's hottest place. It's not a tourist site. There's nothing there but hot air and salt." I told him I knew that, and that's why I wanted to go there. "Typical British," he said, "obsessed by the weather." He asked me what I'd do if I got lost, and I told him I wouldn't. "And what about the three S's?" he said. "What three S's?" "Snakes, spiders, and scorpions. What if you get bitten?" "I won't." He stared at me again, glanced at my passport, and with a resounding thump, stamped it. "One visa," he said. "This will get you into Danakil, but it won't get you out."